More than ever over the last 3+ years, there have been adjustments to legislation that impact business owners, mostly due to COVID. These adjustments had a major impact on businesses, how they handled their company rules and how employees were treated. It's 3 years later and we're still adjusting to new legislation, and there is impact now and years down the road. And of course, there's the law, and then there is the implementation of those said laws. Guidance on how to make things happen always lags behind the actual law being signed. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Insight, Connect, and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and here's the question. Where do you go to get the info and updates that affect your company when laws are changed? Sadly, business owners have had to try and read legislative changes, understand what does and does not impact them. And then depending on the laws, these business owners had to adjust and then give this information to their employees. Here's the thing. These last 3 years was something that business owners had never seen before. The perfect storm of COVID, shutdowns, legislative changes that impacted businesses that came in flurries and impacted many administrative functions. Business owners were hammered with trying to pivot and stay viable while navigating all the new laws. Add another layer of cities, counties, and states having different interpretations of those laws. Think about businesses with multiple locations in different jurisdictions. Kind of nuts. Now, I've heard this from business owners. They don't want to deal with reading and understanding the new rules. They want to run their business. So, for example, if a business owner was outsourcing payroll, benefits, retirement plan, and HR functions to different vendors, that would be 4 different vendors to talk about the impact of new legislation on the company. And what are the chances the first vendor has all the details on the impact on the second vendor? I can tell you. Individual vendors care about their relationship with the company first and don't really care about the other vendors. So, where do you go for your information? Before I go there, think about the latest legislation that mainly impacts retirement plans. Secure Act 2.0 of 2022 was included as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023. It was signed into law on December 30, 2022. Secure 2.0 is just a portion of the entire act and is 130 pages in length. Secure 2.0 starts in 2023 and extends through 2033 and is implemented in stages. I would bet that if I polled a group, any group of business owners, on who has read the acts, 130 pages, and understands the impact of that act on their company, there would be no one raising their hands. By the way, if you don't have a retirement plan, you still need to listen up because part of the act requires companies to have one. Sure, there are exclusions. Sure, there are different interpretations of what a mandatory retirement plan means for each state. Sure, there are incentives to do so that are kind of enticing. In fact, little or no cost to start up a new plan. Still, how would you figure out the steps and get one started? And these are big questions, what do any of these changes mean to actually implement? And what actually applies to my company? So I'm not going to bash any vendors. Rather, I'm going to just talk about a model that gives you all of these answers and industry veterans who have read the act and can outline what it means to a business owner. And by the way, I've listened to several webinars on this topic of Secure Act 2.0 presented by attorneys as well as accountants. They totally get the detail of the law correct. Here's the thing. Attorneys and accountants have very little practical knowledge of the impact of the law on your other admin functions. And that's a big deal. So in our house, our industry veteran Paul has over 30 years in the retirement plan space. He has read the law, all 130 pages, and has given numerous podcasts and webinars on the topic. He speaks to business owners to outline the impact of this act on their business in simple to understand language that drills down to what needs to be done. And then we are not really aware of another firm in the U.S. that has specialists in all the areas we do: payroll, time labor management, employee benefits, retirement plan, human resources, ACA compliance, and human capital management, as well as the industry leader in technology, UKG, as our partner. This gives us knowledge on the impact of new buckets of retirement money and how that impacts payroll and more. We have analyzed Secure 2.0 and mapped out our strategy to adjust to the impact on retirement plans, as well as the adjustments the other admin functions will have to accommodate. And for the clients who use us for all of our offerings, we already know how their company runs and what they need to plan for. So here's how we are positioned well to digest legislative changes and updates so our clients can stay current or even get ahead of what's coming and keep their business compliant. Regarding Secure Act 2.0, Paul from our retirement team read all 130 pages and shared that with our teams. Our teams identified what the impact would be on each of our departments. What were the timelines, deadlines? What crossover exists between departments and what they needed to relay to their clients? Then we proactively shared information with our clients to prepare them for the changes. We also created webinars and podcasts to share the impact Secure 2.0 will have on business owners. This is the same approach we took when COVID hit, proactively working with our clients to help them understand what was in front of them, what was coming, and how we could work with them to help them survive. What we have learned from new clients that we brought on since COVID is that they're not getting this level of service. This factored into their decision, part of their decision, to make the change to us. What we have learned from our clients is being proactive works for them. What we have learned from our clients is our ability to handle all of their administrative functions, eliminating relationships with multiple vendors, is desirable. What we have learned from our clients is they value the fact that we care about their company almost as much as they do. So, where do you get your information? Think about how you get it now. We are already taking that job off of our client's plate. We can take it off of yours, too. To learn more about the benefit companies, go to connectandsimplify.com and fill out a contact form, or just call me at 262-278-8522. Again, that's connectandsimplify.com or 262-278-8522. We do all the things, including keeping you compliant with all of the legislative changes a business owner has to deal with. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the benefit companies. Many business owners and administrators would rather walk with thumbtacks in their shoes than make sure their business has the best health insurance plan for the dollars invested ongoing. Just run business. The benefit companies continually monitors market pressures and trends. Understanding your business and health insurance, the benefit companies will proactively advise when benefits can be enhanced or money can be saved. Connect and Simplify. Insource the benefit companies. ConnectandSimplify.com. That's ConnectandSimplify.com.